Mira and Harper Audio present The Boardwalk Bookshop by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. To Dr. Angela I, who has a way more impressive resume than me, I hope you enjoy Mickey, Ashley, and Bree as they deal with the unexpected and discover just how strong they really are. Sometimes, love really is the answer. In all its forms. 1.
I thought there'd be more sex.
Bree Larton stared at her 70-something-year-old customer, not sure how to respond. Bursting out laughing would be inappropriate, and Ruth would take offense. You need to tell me what you want so I can get you the right book, Bree said with a gentle smile. You wanted a political thriller. Most of them aren't sexy. Ruth, barely 5 feet tall but feisty as a badger, pursed her lips.
Not true. James Bond has sex all the time and he spends his day saving the world. I want a book like that. Ticking bombs, financial collapse, kidnappings, and then everyone jumps into bed. She winked. That would be a good book.
I can do a sexy thriller, maybe international. Bree started walking toward that section of the bookstore. A couple of options come to mind. Now, on the sexy part, do you want monogamy or can the partners play around?
Ruth's eyes brightened. I'd like them to play around, but nothing too kinky. And no groups. That's just too hard to keep track of.
Bree held in a chuckle. All right, we'll limit the body parts, add a little European flair. She held out a book with a hunky guy on the cover. If you like this one, the author has 5 more stories waiting for you. Ruth, an unnaturally yellow blonde wearing cherry red lipstick, clutched the book to her narrow chest.
I'll take it.
Bree suggested several additional authors. Ruth browsed for a few more minutes, then carried a stack of books to the register.
I think I would have been a good sidekick for James Bond.
Ruth passed over her credit card.
Back in the day, I was quite the looker.
You still are, Bree told her. Ruth waved away the comment.
I'm too old for espionage, but I wouldn't say no to dinner with a charming man.
Her smile turned sly.
I'll just have to keep living vicariously through you.
Sadly, I'm lacking a man these days. Ruth leaned close.
What I admire about you, Bree, is that you're not holding out for love. You go after what you want. When I was your age, that wasn't an option. Not in polite society, anyway. I was born in the wrong time.
Bree, honest to God, had no idea what to say. I guess we have to work with what we have. She tucked a flyer into the shopping bag. Harding Burton is signing here in a couple of weeks. Ruth looked at the poster next to the counter. Her bright red lips curved into a smile.
He's a good-looking man.
Bree mentally shrugged. I suppose.
You don't think he's exceptionally handsome? Those eyes, that smile.
Isn't he the one who was hit by a car and left for dead on the side of the road when he was just a teenager? Ruth clucked her tongue.
So tragic. But he pulled through and walked again, and now look at him.
Her gaze darted to Bree. You should have your way with him and then tell me all about it. Bree held in a wince. First, I'd never tell you about it, and second, I don't date authors. Between her late husband and her parents, she knew enough about the type to want to avoid them forever, at least on a personal basis. Work-wise, she was stuck. What with owning a bookstore and all.
Harding seems exception-worthy, Ruth told her. He might have some interesting scars you could trace, and...
Bree held up her hands in the shape of a T. Stop right there. If you're interested in Harding's scars, go for him. How could he resist you?
I'm old enough to be his mother.
Grandmother, Bree mentally corrected, but kept silent. She had a soft spot for the ever-outspoken Ruth. Maybe he's into older women, she said instead.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Ruth was still laughing when Bree walked her out of the store. Anson, Ruth's driver, was waiting in the no-parking fire lane.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?